the Transportation Security Administration, which marks its 20th anniversary next month, is facing a new challenge with the recent surge in unruly airline passengers. In addition, the TSA is trying to improve screening efficiency for passengers with new technology. More from Alex Gangitano, reporter at The Hill. Alex, what are you hearing?
One of the big things are the surge in unruly passengers. The FAA, as of this month, reported nearly 4,500 unruly passenger reports in the past year, and over 3,200 of those were related to the mask mandates. And so that's a lot of what the people, flight attendants, TSA agents, people related to air travel are seeing, is just passengers being upset about having to wear a mask in an airplane, which has been the case for since February, and will be extended through the rest of the year. And then they act poorly on an airplane. And as you mentioned, they were seen in the news all the time, you know, and reading about these incidents of unruly passengers, people trying to storm a cockpit door, or somebody climbed onto an emergency hatch onto American Airlines plane when it was on the tarmac in Miami. Just these ridiculous stories, but they're all over. And so you can't help but wonder, you know, what is the TSA doing to stop this from happening? Because it just seems like people are more out of control during air travel than I think I've ever seen before, ever heard of before.
And it doesn't seem like fines are any kind of deterrent, right?
Exactly. So TSA has been fining customers since this mask mandate that don't abide by the masks. And then, of course, that can always escalate to the unruly situation. And the president announced last month that these mask fines would be doubled for transportation systems. But there's still some worry that is that enough? Do people even care about these fines? We actually saw two Senate Democrats in September see if the Justice Department or the FAA could do more to criminally prosecute these unruly passengers, and said that these fines were not sufficient. I talked to the TSA head about that, if that's an option, if that's something that's on the table. And he said, basically, we're working with the tools we have right now. But if that was something that's on the table or that, you know, the White House was considering, they'd want to be part of that discussion since they're basically the frontline office here.
Yeah. And the fines are not even being collected, are they?
Right. We've seen not even the follow up kind of to get it collected. It seems like there's such a, you know, system of, okay, now you have to, we report you, and then you have to go through the process of getting your incident being run through the system or whatever. And so at the end of the day, they're not even collecting these fines. We saw, I asked for data back in July about how many fines have actually gotten in the hands of the administration. And at that point, only two people had agreed to pay these fines. So a lot of people, if you're against the mask mandate on planes, you turn to an unruly customer, you're not going to just willingly also pay the fine that you're then owed. You're going to fight it.
Well, we're speaking with Alex Gangitano, White House reporter at The Hill. Her piece is called TSA Heads into 20th Anniversary with New Challenge, Unruly Passengers. You also referenced that TSA is trying to improve screening efficiency. What are we looking at in terms of us customers?
Yeah, I found this really interesting, what the TSA had told me, basically, that if you're a customer who's a so-called trusted traveler, is what they call it, so you might have global entry, you might have pre-check, or you might just also be somebody who's never had an issue, you're not in the system as being a non-trusted traveler, they want to make your screening process as quick as possible. Right now, the screening's about 5 minutes when you get to the airport and go through security. They want to make that even easier. And that's because that will also free up TSA to focus on the people that might be a threat or might be, you know, worth focusing on. They're not in this trusted traveler category.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Gangitano, reporter at The Hill. Meanwhile, a potential shortage of airport screeners triggered by a federal COVID vaccine mandate could mean extra long queues at airport security checkpoints during the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday travel week. Only about 60% of TSA employees are at least partially vaccinated. They face a November 22 deadline.